Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi guys, this is Megan, creator of the show. I'm here just to tell you that the next few episodes touch on some pretty heavy subjects and will contain content that some may find alarming. So please take the time to check out the content warnings in the show notes and take care of yourself. Thank you.
We Know None, Episode 6. What a Tragedy. Written by Megan Gwen Davis and produced by Calliopic Productions.
Yeah, so just make yourself comfortable, I guess. Or as comfortable as you can in this situation.
Thanks. And thanks again for sorting this out. I know it probably wasn't easy getting her to agree to talk to me.
Yeah, about that.
She doesn't know I'm here, does she?
Not at all.
Alex!
I tried, but she wouldn't budge. You know her, just like Frankie. Once she's got an idea in her head, this is the only way that she's going to talk to you.
She's going to get me arrested for trespassing.
No, she's not. Just tell her I let you in, then she can't say you're trespassing.
You're not staying with me?
God, no. You both got weeks of grief and anger bubbling up inside of you, and I'm not sticking around to witness that explosion. I'd like to keep all of my skin intact and not have it melted off by the force of your combined fire breath, thanks.
Suppose that's fair enough. But if she kills me, it's on your head.
She won't kill you. She's angry and sad and probably holds a bit of malicious intent against you. But she needs this. You both do. She's not been leaving her bed for days at a time. I hardly see her eat. And she can barely look at me without tearing up. And you? You've got eye bags down to your chin and look like you haven't showered in a week.
Hey!
And I haven't once seen you without your phone recording your conversations with people. It's not healthy. I'm really worried about both of you. Neither of you are handling what happened to Frankie healthily at all, and I think you two hashing it out will at least bring you some closure.
You're probably right. Oh, maybe if she's angry enough, she'll let slip whatever it is that she's keeping from me.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it'll get you both to finally start seeing eye to eye and work together on finding my sister. Before it's too late.
It's not too late. It's not. It's never too late.
You go ahead and believe that. Look, I've got to dash now. Mum will be back in, like, half an hour. Word of advice, Gwen? Figure out what you're going to say and how to say it without sounding like a dick.
Thanks, Alex. I'll do my best.
Good luck.
Well? No point in wasting time, is there? Frankie's tapes. Number 6.
Griffiths here, about to conduct a phone interview with Harriet Plath about the disappearance of Millie Wiggins, her flatmate and friend, and my old classmate. So far, from my own research, I know that Millie had moved out of student halls and into a student house with Harriet and two other classmates at the start of third year in uni. There's nothing that states anything about them not getting on or living in a dodgier than usual neighbourhood. I had a chat with Millie's mum. I had to go to church for the first time in about 6 years to accidentally bump into her. But I did learn that Millie had been pulling away before she disappeared. Never really talked about doing anything or making any friends. She was always a bit anxious, but I remember her always pushing herself through it. But yeah, she didn't really mention much else before she started crying, and I don't really do well with all that, so I dashed. It sounds like Millie was suffering quite a bit with depression, which isn't uncommon, but it doesn't settle well with me on where she might be. I'm hoping that Harriet can help me at least figure out a bit of some kind of timeline I can string together for the article. There's no point writing it if I can't find a new angle. Gareth will never let it be published if it doesn't have some kind of hook. Insensitive prick. Anyway, I'm gonna call now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Harriet Plath? This is Frankie Griffiths.
Yeah. Frankie. Hey. I forgot this was happening today. It's about,
Millie?
Yeah, sorry. My head's been all over the place since her passing. What a tragedy.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Wait, her passing? Have they found a body? There's been no word of that over here.
Well, no, they haven't found her yet. But it's basically inevitable at this point, isn't it? She was such a talented girl, too. Such potential.
Well, I don't know if that's the best outlook to have. She could still be out there.
Yeah, but unlikely, isn't it? Such a shame.
Yeah, she was always so kind at school. Really cared about people.
She was like that here, too. Such a light in people's lives. Everyone's devastated.
Poor mother. Anyway, you lived with her before she disappeared, yeah?
Yeah. Her room is still exactly as she left it. We thought it'd be easier for her parents to come and clear it themselves, but, well, they tried when they were looking for clues. But her poor father could barely bring himself to walk through the door without breaking down. Such a heartbreaking image.
Was Millie acting strange before she went missing? Meet anyone new in the months before?
Only me, really. I was a transfer student from another university, and Millie took me under her wing. She was kind like that, but I didn't see anyone new come around. She had a few close friends, but she went through a bit of a rough patch. Not many of them stuck around.
By rough patch?
If you like, you're more than welcome to come up and I'll show you all the places she would visit often. See if you can see anything us lot haven't. A fresh pair of eyes sees all new angles after all. You can even crash in the house. We have a spare room now, after all.
That would be really helpful, actually. But I think I'll just get a hostel room, if that's all right?
Of course. Don't want to be disrespectful to the dead. Completely understandable.
Yeah. I'll send you an email with the details once I figure it out. Thanks for this conversation. You've been very helpful.
My pleasure. I look forward to showing you around.
And, try and keep your chin up, yeah? It's not too late.
Of course. Never too late.
So, what day would be best?
Fran? Oh my god! Is it you?
Before you start screaming, please just hear me out.
What the hell are you doing in my house? Get the hell out. I'm calling the police.
You can't call the police because I was invited here.
Oh, I see. So my first child disappears and my other one goes behind my back and brings you into my home? Oh, that's brilliant. Get out of my house.
Jean, please, I promise, I just need to talk to you.
What could you possibly have to say to me? The girl who's stolen my daughter away.
What?
And has let God knows what happened to her. Comes round acting like butter wouldn't bloody melt, demanding to talk to me.
I haven't let anything happen to Frankie. I want to find her just as much as you.
Oh, there you go again. I always knew you were a vicious little bitch, but I didn't think you were this intent on torturing me.
God, why do you hate me so much? You don't tell me about Frankie disappearing. I have to find out from the police, of all people, and I know you're keeping some of Frankie's tapes away from me. You told me they were pointless, so why have you kept some? What are you hiding, Jean?
Are you stalking me? Jesus, Gwen, look at you. You look deranged. Get out of my house and get some help.
Stop changing the subject. How are you not more deranged? Your daughter is missing. And the only thing you're doing is throwing accusations anywhere that sticks with no evidence. I'm the only one who's trying to find Frankie, and you're deliberately targeting me just because you don't like me.
It's because of you that Fran is missing in the first place. Ever since she met you, you've dragged her away from pursuing an actual career that'll help her in life. From university, from anything that would actually give her some bloody stability. If she'd have never met you, then she'd probably still be alive right now.
She is still alive. I can prove it, but I need those tapes.
My little girl is most likely dead, and if you didn't kill her, then you encouraging her to investigate all those ridiculous and dangerous things was the cause of it. Either way, my daughter's blood is on your hands, Gwen, and no amount of you listening to these fucking tapes is going to change that.
You're right. You're right, it is my fault. It's my fault she's gone. I didn't pay attention. I should have come back. I shouldn't have left her here with no one who believed her. I didn't kill her, Jean. I promise I didn't. I wouldn't. I love her. I don't know where she is, but I should know.
When?
You're right. I'm wasting all this time listening to these stupid tapes when I should already know all this. I should have been here with her, but I left her alone, and now I'm the one that's alone, and it's my fault. And I...
Gwen, come on, breathe for me.
I'm so lonely all the time now. I can't stop thinking that everyone else is a part of this grand plan, and I'm just fumbling along without a script. I know I should reach out. I should just stop all this obsessing. But if I try to rest for even a minute, I can't stop these thoughts of her decaying somewhere, of her wandering this place she doesn't know with no one to bring her home. I know I sound mental, and I know I probably am at this point, but I can't stop until I can figure out what comes next. If I can just find out what to do next, then things will be okay again. I just need to know where she is, and things will somehow work out, even though I know that's not what's gonna happen, and it's the only thing I've got right now to keep me from drowning. I need to find her, otherwise I...
Okay, stop. Look at me. Breathe. In for 4 seconds. Hold for 4. Out for 4. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. Right. Now you've calmed down, stay there for a moment. Here.
But...
I still don't think you were good for her, and I can't pretend like this has suddenly changed my opinion. But you clearly want her back as much as I do. So here, if you think it'll help.
How do you know that breathing thing?
I've been in your shoes more than a few times in my life, especially the last few weeks.
Thank you. Thank you, I'm sorry for...
Oh, stop it. We've both been awful, and we both know we're not going to suddenly change that just because we've cried at each other. Just make sure you get something out of those tapes, and I want them back. They're some of the only things I've got left that were truly hers.
I will. I promise.
Now, go home, get some rest. Talk to your mum or something. You look awful.
Are you okay?
Alex will be home soon. And with all due respect, I don't really want you around.
Fair enough. Goodbye, Jean. Thank you.
Bye, Gwen. Good luck.
Mam? You home?
Over here, cariad. Beth sy'n bod?
I just, I need a hug.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliopic Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas, Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths, Kate Gallagher as Alex Griffiths, Knox Merrill as Harriet Plath, Helen Davis as Jean Griffiths, and Neris Howell as Helen Thomas. It was produced by Kate Gallagher with audio edited by Liza Holmes, Megan Gwen Davis, and Kate Gallagher. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CalliopicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favourite podcast site or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/CalliopicProductions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.